That was amazing. Let's show our appreciation to everybody that's participated so far tonight. One of the things I love about being a follower of Jesus is that it brings so many different traditions and nationalities and cultures together. And we find brothers and sisters that we never knew we had. Family that we never knew we had. Although I have to say, where are the Lithuanians? There's a little bit of Scottish dancing that's going on in the Lithuanian thing. You can definitely see a bit of the gay Gordons going on there as they do their square dancing. Maybe one year we can have a square dance and I'll call it for you. I used to call square dances a long time ago. That would be a bit of fun. It's my job to say something to you that will encourage you and that will remind you of the thing that unites us. You see, we are not all the same color. We don't all have the same educational background. We don't have the same politics. We don't come from the same kind of understanding of how to solve the problems of the world. Some of you would like to tax and spend. Some of you would like to spend. Some of you would like to borrow. But we're all united under the blood of Jesus Christ. And this year, as we celebrate All Nations Praise, I want to remind you of that. I want to remind you that in the Bible, Genesis 1, 26, 27 says, "And in the beginning, God said, 'Let us make humankind in our image. In the image of God, he made them male and female. He created them.'" Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what nationality you are. Doesn't matter what continent you come from. We are one in Christ. Amen? And one of the wonderful things about being part of KTLCC is we get to celebrate that in so many different nationalities and traditions and customs. And I am so blessed and privileged to be part of that. It's just a shame that the world couldn't learn from us. Tonight in Syria, there are people that are facing uncertainty. In Ukraine, there are people that are facing uncertainty. In Jerusalem, there are people that are facing uncertainty. In Sudan, in South Sudan, in North Korea, in Southern Nigeria, in Chad, in Colombia. And I could go on and on and on. And yet God has given the world a picture of a church united in our hearts and in our intentions in Christ. If only we could shine our light a bit brighter. If only we were more proud of our divergence and our difference amidst our unity, then maybe the world would hear us. And you know, right back at the beginning of the story of Scripture, when God called Abraham in Genesis 12, and then in Genesis 15, and he called the nationhood of Israel, he said to them, "I am blessing you that you might be a blessing to the nations." And in Genesis chapter 22, verse 18, he says that all the nations of the earth will be blessed through the covenant that he is making with Abraham. And thousands of years after Abraham, Christ was given to us. And that's what we celebrate tonight. The Son of God who was given, born as a man, born as a human, born in a cave just outside Bethlehem. Come amongst us to be a blessing to the nations. And it is our job, if you are a Christian, if you are a follower of Jesus, not to keep that good news to yourself, not to restrict it to your nationality. Amidst everything that's happening in the world, I want to say to you tonight from the bottom of my heart, be careful that you don't turn Jesus into one of your national idols. He's not an American Republican. He's not a British Conservative. He's not white. We need to remember that the Jesus that rescues us is the Jesus that was sent by God. And when we wrap our faith in all of our cultures and make it so difficult for other people to see, we are running into difficulties. We're turning Jesus into our servant rather than remembering that we are his. So whilst I celebrate all that we hear tonight, I want to kind of bring us back to the very first song that we began with. I see God in you and you see God in me. God is not Portuguese, despite how hard Marcelo and Fabiana might try. He is not Brazilian. He isn't Irish. It has been rumored that to be close to God, you have to go to Ireland, but I'm not sure that's true. Somebody once told me that God made the whole world, and then he made Northern Ireland, and he thought, mwah, mwah, that's just perfect. But I don't think that's true. God isn't Jamaican. God isn't Caribbean. God isn't French. God isn't German. God isn't any of those things. And yet God is all of those things. We find our new identity in this God that calls us together. In Isaiah chapter 56, when God was speaking through Isaiah to the people of Israel, he said this, my house will be a house of prayer for the nations. Years later, when Jesus went into the temple, the nations were being locked out. How did he react in Matthew chapter 21? He lifted the tables and he overturned them and he drove out the money changers. And he said, my Father's house is a house of prayer for the nations, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. Tonight, across all of the 120 plus nationalities that are in KTLCC, we still got to pray for the nations. Amen. We still got to call out to them. So I'm going to ask you to do something. You may be a visitor and not used to this, but for 2 minutes, could you stand on your feet and could you use your own language and pray for the nations? Just start to pray for them right now. Pray for a nation other than your nation. Pray for nations that you are burdened for. Pray for people groups that you know. Lift up your voices. Let me hear you. Let me hear you calling out to God and asking him to come in power and to touch the nations. Lord, I want to pray for England. I want to pray for France and Germany. I want to pray for Sweden and Switzerland. I want to pray for Portugal. I want to pray for Jamaica. I want to pray for Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala and Iran and Iraq and Syria. I want to pray for Israel. I want to pray for your hand upon Jordan. I want to pray for Lebanon. I want to pray for Somalia. I want to pray for South Africa. I want to pray for Senegal. I want to pray for Burkina Faso. I want to pray for Venezuela. I want to pray for Colombia and Laos. I want to pray for Cambodia and Vietnam and Thailand. I want to pray for the Philippines. Will you move across the nations in the mighty name of Jesus? I pray for Ghana. I pray for Nigeria. I pray, Lord, that you will move in all of these places. I pray for Gambia, Lord. Will you release your spirit upon the nations? Will you move in power? And will you let people see Jesus? Will you let them see his grace and his mercy and his goodness and his majesty and his beauty? May they be captured by all that he is and all that he does. And I pray that this house will be a house for the nations, that we will see every nation of the earth represented in KTLCC. Many churches would celebrate 125 or 126 nations. Lord, give us the other 90 in the name of Jesus. Bring them through our doors that we might love them into eternal life and then send them into all of your purposes and all of your plans in the name of Jesus and for your glory. We give you thanks and praise that you are still at work in your church, that Jesus is still changing lives. Hear us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Sit down for a moment. A house of prayer for the nations is true, but when you look at the birth of Jesus, you see Rome represented. You see Egypt represented because he runs there. You see Babylon and the Middle East represented as they come to worship him. You see the shepherds coming to pay homage to him. You see men, you see women, you see young people, you see old people, you see the rich, you see the poor, you see those in high positions, you see those with no position. You see those that the world would turn their back on. You see those that the world would laugh at, some of them represented by you and me in this room tonight and online. Many of our nations, many of our stories, many of our histories are represented by being laughed at or mocked or ridiculed or pushed to one side. But Jesus came for us. Jesus showed his love to us. Jesus reached out his hand to us and he welcomed us. And he asks us in his grace and in his mercy to continue reaching out to others. Who do you know that feels locked out tonight? Who do you know that hasn't realized that there's a way to the Savior? You see, whether you're rich or poor or black or white or Roman or Egyptian or from Babylon or Jewish, there's only one door. That little cave where Jesus was laid after he was born probably had a very low entrance. And every single person that wanted to get in had to kneel to get in. You want to know this Jesus? If you don't know him already, you got to kneel before him. You got to come into his presence and recognize that he has no time for the haughty and the arrogant and the proud and the presumptuous, but he welcomes the broken and the lost and the least and the last. And maybe 2024 is being a tough year for you. Maybe you're just glad to get to the end of it, and this night you need to come to Jesus again and say, give me grace and strength. He will give you those gifts. He's always a gracious and generous and kind God, but you must kneel before him. The wise men had to do it. The shepherds had to do it. All who came into contact with him over that first story had to kneel. And tonight, and amidst all the fun, I encourage you to kneel, to take a moment in your heart and to recognize that we are not just here to have fun. We are here because of Jesus. You see, what began as one people and then got split into lots of different political ideas and ideologies and nationalities, we are told in the church is one people once again. In Galatians chapter 3, from verse 27 to 28, the Apostle Paul says, we were all baptized into Christ, and in Christ there is neither Jew nor Gentile, Scythian nor barbarian, slave nor free, male and female, for we are all one in Christ Jesus. If I cut open the arm of a Syrian child tonight, their blood would be the same color as the blood of an Israeli. If I cut open the arm of a child that has been blown up in the Ukraine, their blood is the same color as a child who is being attacked in Russia. We are all one in Christ Jesus. And one of the things that God calls us to do, which is hard but important, is set aside our national pride and take up our obedience as children of God. I'm an Ulsterman. I'm an Irishman. I'm a British man. And I'm a European. And I'm proud of all of those identities. But above all of those identities, I am a child of God. And that is the most important thing. What Paul describes in Ephesians 2 as being part of the commonwealth of Israel. And what he describes in Philippians 3 as being one of the citizens of heaven. My citizenship, the greatest passport I have, has a stamp of blood upon it. And it's the blood of Jesus. Be careful that you don't allow your national pride to get in the way of your Christian faithfulness. Put him first in all things and at all times, and he will honor and bless that. The world needs peace. We have a Prince of Peace. The world needs somebody to bring them together. We have a Savior whose blood can set free anybody who comes to him. The world needs somebody that will give them hope. We have a Savior who came and gives us hope and offers hope to all who will come to him. In Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 and 10, we see a lamb who is being slaughtered, and we hear this: by his blood, he has purchased men and women from every tongue and every tribe and every nation and every people. What a privilege, what a joy, and what an honor to be bought by the blood of Jesus and to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And I know most of you will be followers of Jesus Christ tonight here and online. But some of you may not. You may come to support a family member or a friend. You may come out of intrigue. You may have heard the music. You definitely heard the Jamaican and a wee bit Irish outside. And you've come in to take a look at it. What if you came in out of intrigue and you leave redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ? God blesses those who come for one reason and go for another. If you are here and you are in need of a Savior, he is here by the power of his Holy Spirit to set you free. Wouldn't it be amazing for us tonight as we leave to say, another person has joined our family, another sister or another brother that I never knew I had. Because here's my last thought from Revelation chapter 22. Some of you are saying, that's the fastest sermon I've heard you preach in 5.5 months. Yes, I know. In Revelation chapter 22, at the very end of the biblical story, we see this river that is flowing from heaven, from the New Jerusalem out into the nations. And you know what it is described as in verse 22, of chapter 22, verse 2? Its leaves or its water is healing for the nations. for the nations. If you need a Savior tonight, He is here. If you need someone to set you free, He's here. If you have been tied down with stuff that you regret and you've enjoyed the music, that's amazing. You've enjoyed the dancing, so have I. I hope we do some more dancing, Ron and Banna. I love it. But the greatest gift you could have tonight is not just having fun, it's meeting Jesus. And from the bottom of my heart, I pray that each of you will be renewed in your faith tonight, that you'll be strengthened, that you'll be encouraged, that you'll hear Him whisper your name in your heart language, and you will say yes to Him. Would you pray with me for a moment? Bow your heads out of respect to one another. This is a private and a personal moment. I'm not going to call you out. I'm not going to make a fool of you. I just want to ask you a question. I'd like to share the gift of Jesus with you. If you've come tonight and you didn't know this Savior, and you've been touched by the music and the celebration, but you've been impacted by what you've heard sung and what I've just said, if you need a Savior, He's here to save you. If you're ready to ask Him, He's ready to forgive you. I'm looking around this room just for a few moments. Is there anyone here tonight and you've never surrendered to Jesus before, but tonight you'd like to? Online, you can let us know and one of our moderators will support you. But here in this wonderful All Nations celebration, I'd love to meet a new brother or sister. If you'd like to become a follower of Jesus, just put your hand up right where you are. I will see it, and I will pray for you. I'm not going to call you to the front. I just want to be able to see your hand so that I know that you have made that response to Jesus here tonight in this place. Looking right around upstairs and downstairs, it may be that every single one of you is a follower of Jesus, but I wouldn't be fulfilling my responsibilities if I didn't ask this question. Is there anyone? And you want to become a follower of Jesus? Thank you so much. I see your hand. You can take it down. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? Looking all the way around the room, you'd be welcome to this wonderful family. I want to pray for that person, but I'm also going to pray for those of you that have maybe wandered away this year. And tonight God has said, come home. Come back. He says, I miss you. I miss your friendship. I miss your company. I want to help you and carry you. And I can wash away everything else that has gone wrong and give you new hope. If you need to surrender or recommit your life to Christ, just put your hand up so I can see it, so I can pray for you. You'd be so welcome. Thank you so much. Wonderful to see people responding. Is there anyone else? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Who else? So, Father, I want to thank you for all that you are doing here and all that you are doing online. Would you strengthen and sustain? Would you carry and cover? Would you protect? And from the very bottom of our hearts, we thank you that we are one family in God, that there is one Father, one faith, one baptism, one Lord. One God who is above all and in all and under all. And I thank you for every sister and brother I have. I thank you for this amazing family, KTLCC, and I pray your rich blessing on those that have surrendered to you for the first time tonight and those that have returned. There is a party in heaven, and we pray that we will continue to celebrate and party on earth in Jesus' name. Amen.